Could I help with your testing? This is N0TR. If you got a call sign.
UT Mobile.
T N0TR. Name here is Tom. Good morning.
Doing today. This is Jamie. I'm doing pretty good.
I'm just getting ready to go downstairs for a little bit and go out and tend to the chickens and go pay a visit to a friend after a while. How's your day?
And I'm just finishing up with my class for the day and heading back to Tigerville, and then I got to take care of my chickens and get feed and go to the dump.
Sounds like a good day. How many chickens you got, Jamie?
I have 8, but I'm picking up 4 more on the 20th.
Chicken man?
Up from Blue Ridge Feed and Seed. I'll be picking up 1 Americana, 1 Rhode Island Red, and 2 something else.
You need to be hens? Well, that's good. Those are good people up there at Blue Ridge. I'll tell you, I go up there and get my feed all the time. My chickens, the lady that owns the place was telling me that she gives her chicken scratch feed every day, and I said, what do you give them? She said, oats, whole oats, and corn. And I've been doing that right along, and the wife had some other goodies to give them yesterday, and so I didn't give them any, and you know what? They protested. They didn't lay as many eggs last night. We have Isop Browns, and they lay big, huge brown eggs. They are just wonderful.
Like the multiple mixed colored eggs. So I've got reds, I've got olive eggers that give me an olive colored egg, I've got a couple that are giving me big brown eggs, and then I have 2 leghorns that give me white eggs.
I've got some of those, and the wife sneaked in a blue one on me one day. I ain't eating no colored eggs. That's spoiled, Jamie, don't you know that?
Always remind me of Dr. Seuss, Green Eggs and Ham.
Yeah, we all remember that. Especially our kids, but yeah, that and Sesame Street. Oh, we're just sitting here watching Life Below Zero on the Discovery Channel and just finished up breakfast and egg and sausage and homemade raspberry jelly and oh, what else do we have, Mom? Hash browns.
M4VUT, now you're making me super hungry. I'm going to have to stop in Easley and grab something for lunch.
Bernice told me that my wife said that they're charging 50 cents an egg, what, extra now at Waffle House. I don't blame them. I heard they're $6 a dozen or more.
I heard that the prior administration did a bunch of chicken killing.
They had that bird flu, and I don't know anything about it. We've gotten our chickens in the past from the chicken man, but he gets a lot more out of them than Blue Ridge. How much does Blue Ridge charge?
I remember, I think maybe $5 a piece.
His are 8 weeks old and ready to go outside, fully feathered, and the Isop Browns are $30 each, and all the other ones, for the most part, a lot of the other ones are $20 each, but he's fed them for 2 months, you know, before you get them.
Chicks, so they're only a couple days old, and then I take them into my bathroom and set up a little chicory.
Yeah, that's why we don't, I don't want to fool with them, But my neighbor did that with his. And there's nothing wrong with that. Incubate them some. But I'd rather get the ones that are ready to go outside. And you don't have to fool with them, but they sure cost a lot more that way.
I like having mine because I'll pull them out, like, partway through when it starts getting warmer outside, and I'll put them out with their cages with the other chickens, and then I put them into, I have half of my coop segregated off so that it's an outside portion that they can be on their own until they get to that point of being cool with each other.
Yeah, the chicken man said if you put little ones in with the big ones, they'll peck at them, and as soon as they draw blood, they'll kill the other chicken. They're cannibals.
Wait until they're at least half the size of the chickens that I have, and they say then they're pretty good, and that's about the point. That's what they told me at Blue Ridge Feed and Seed.
Yes, acclimate them to it. But we had real good luck with these Isa Browns. We got 10 chickens, and we get 8 or 9 eggs a day, usually. Now, yesterday, for some reason, probably because I didn't give them their oats and corn, they only produced 6, but we'll see if my theory is right. I don't think they're smart enough to know the difference, but maybe they are.
Have dropped off over the past couple weeks just because of the cold weather. Pretty much once we got the winter, I had 2 that started molting, so that took me down. I have 1 that's just really old, but she's a pet. She's not going to be dinner.
Yeah, we got our cages separated in 2, and so the ones on the south side are the younger ones, and the ones on the north side are probably, 3 years old, Bernice? And so they'll get to where they're not laying as much, and they already have started. So I'm going to have to get some more, but, you know, you go get 5 chickens and it costs $150. That's pretty good, a lot of money.
Can't do the chicks because we'll normally pick up between 2 or 4 a year, and they rotate out in between. You know, I live up here in the woods, so I've had coyotes take them out. I've had some that just disappear. I think I got dogs in the neighborhood that have taken them, so I pretty much roll about between 2 or 4 a year.
I believe I would visit the coyotes with something with a little more power and a pointed object.
Is being ready when they come out, because they just, around the time that I got them, it was like by the time I got outside, he had already gotten one and got away.
And as I went down to Harbor Freight, and I bought a driveway alert, and they're about $16-18, and then I set the receiver in the bedroom, and if something comes up near that cage at night, it beeps me and lets me know. And then you need to take 1 screen off of your window and have a .22 there. Here's your tip of the day, Jamie.
That Ring cameras that go off when they start moving around. Something moves around the coop now. So, but we have, we also have 2 dogs now. We had 3. When they're out and running around the property, I don't have a problem. But whenever we go on vacation and the dogs aren't out running around, we take them with us. Then when we get back, there's only like a 2-day lag period where they got to get everything marked again.
Well, Jamie, that's a nice picture of you there with your chicken on the QRZ. I like that. And I like the fact that you were a CB, and you know how to take care of coyotes. You had to stand your own perimeters. This is N0OTR.
Take care of a bunch of things. And unfortunately, my wife is more on the pacifist side, so she likes to have the deer. So we got the deer feeders and the deer the salt licks and stuff like that out. So we got quite the wide range of animals out there. N4BUT.
N0TR. Yeah, we do too. And some guy bought 22 acres behind us, and that's going to ruin that. I don't mind having good neighbors, but we had two pair of foxes. We had five coyotes at one time with their little ones. Numerous deer. One time in the game camera, I had seven raccoons. Thousands of squirrels, I'd say. And very seldom, but once in a while, a rabbit. And then some feral cats that come out of the timber. But they're building a house out there about 100 yards behind our property, and that's probably going to screw that up. But they're building it right near a floodplain, so they're going to have a yellow house in the spring, and they're going to have a greenhouse later on because of the mold and that. But you live and you learn, I guess.
It is. So I got a coyotes in the... I got stray dogs up in our area. They're owned by people across the street. We also had three black bear that used to cruise through, but I haven't seen them in a while.
Amy, they just come through once in a while, and they go over there and sit there by the corn feeder on my neighbor's place. And but I had several pictures of, probably a 300 or 350-pound bear. But he had a mama bear, a papa bear, and three baby bears over there one time in the game camera.
I first moved here, 5 years ago. I had a mama bear and three cubs, and then it just became the three large bears, and now there's really nothing, and I'm not sure because they're building a bunch of houses on the ridge line right behind me.
I'm looking here. It says you're only 5.8 miles from us, Jamie. We're just up between Lake Cunningham and Lake Robinson.
Area quite well. I'm up in that area all the time.
Reached north of the Cunningham Fire Department. Hang a right. We're down at the bottom of the hill there on your right side. Stop by and have a cup of coffee sometime.
Do that sometime.
And I'll tell you, you're retired from the Navy. You've seen a lot of this old world, I'll bet you.
Been around quite a bit. Been to quite a few different countries and around the nation. My last little bit was working for State Department out of D.C., but I was down in Mexico for 2.5 years.
Sorry, with Man on the Mountain there. I think I heard the ID. My brother worked at the Military Personnel Command right up above the Pentagon there. I went out to visit him several times, and so you probably are familiar with that because it was Marine Corps and Navy.
Area quite well, but when I was over there working out of a building right in Roswell, right outside of the subway station there, which actually was quite funny because that was where DARPANET was created.
Well, he lived in some town that ended with Dale, and I can't remember, Annandale or something like that.
It's been quite a while since I've been there.
Yeah, all the streets ended in Dale, every one of them.
Area.
It's a good place to be from, I-95 and the Beltway and all of that, isn't it?
I was there for about 2.5 years. That was where I retired out from, but I was happy when I left. That place was pretty dang busy.
Yeah, my brother was there for 9 years in the Navy. He was a master chief. And then he got out for 6 months because Carter had that double dipping thing in. And then he went back to work for the same admiral there. It used to be Bupers, but then they changed the name to Military Personnel Command. And he spent all but his last 2 years, they sent him to Slidell, Louisiana.
Old Navy right there for you. I came in 1991, and I think it was, I came in 1993 and did my 20, so I retired in 2013.
And thank you. I had friends that out of boot camp, they sent them to Camp Pendleton if they were going to be CBs, and sent them right up to the Fleet Marine Corps, I think they called it.
Central thing quite well. I've only gone down there to visit it, but I was out of Fort Wainini up in the Ventura area, up in, like, Central California.
Yeah, places that my brother was at. One of those places, I think it was Fort Wainini, or there was another one there. He was on crash boats when he first started out. He was a seaman apprentice, of course. And he was a black shoe, I guess you call him. But they'd go out, and after the aircraft would shoot down the drones and that, they'd go out and pick up the pieces and haul them back. And that's where he started out. And then he became a personnelman. And I was in North Island, San Diego, flying off a carrier for a year and a half, and you know, flight crew. And then he went up to Mountain View, California, and there's Sunnyvale. And I put in for duty with brother, and I went up there and spent the rest of the time with him up there, and we went to Vietnam together.
The whole area, I was pretty much out of California for 10 years while I did two different battalions there. So all up through Riverside, down to Long, to, oh man, down there in San Diego, all through Miramar, no, that whole area.
I've landed at Miramar anytime we'd have to abort coming into North Island. We would bingo up there at Miramar. And there was a big hangar there, it said Firetown USA on it.
Yep, that's where my ex-wife's grandfather worked out of, and he did the same thing. He was a master chief, walked out the door one day in uniform, came back in civilian clothes the next day.
Ronnie did. he was a computer analyst at the last and did flow charts, you know, for personnel, you might say, where they were going to be stationed and all that.
November Delta 7, Japan.
Hey, Bob. Long time no here. I'm talking to Jamie here in 4VUT. Go ahead.
I'm just getting my antennas and my towers put back up, and my 2-meter antenna is only 2 feet off the ground. I just wanted to make sure I had the right coax today.
You got it. Go ahead, Jamie.
I'm just getting ready to pull in the Sam's Club here in Easley, so I'm going to be jumping off the line. So I'll be clear on your final. This is N4VUT 73.
Nice talking to you this morning, Jamie. Stop by for a cup someday. Send your old chair. Go ahead, Bob. Just be getting your coax and that hooked up, so I'll go ahead and clear off unless you come back. This is N0OTR. Great to hear you, Bob. Looking forward to more. N0OTR.
Good night, Tom.
Yeah, got a copy on you. You're about 5'7".
I'm 6 feet off the ground right now, so I'm still putting everything back together after the hurricane.
Keeping in touch with guys about you, and I know you had a lot of bad damage up there. I'm sorry to hear, Bob.
Copy on you, and I guarantee it's because my antenna's, you know, not up in the air yet. But I'm going to run back out there and do some more connectors. I'm putting connectors on and getting the coaxes ready for the antennas. Maybe I'll try and give you a call later this afternoon. ND7J, 73, Tom.
Okie doke. I'm going up to a friend of mine's this afternoon, just north of us there, and I'll be listening on the mobile, of course, too. ND7J, N0OTR, 73's bomb.